The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
How anxious does this increase in the number of new COVID cases as a result of the Delta variant make you feel? How anxious are you about the reopening of pubs and restaurants and cafes for indoor dining, even if you decide yourself that you don't want to go in because of potential risks that others will do so and that they will spread the illness and that you might catch it in some other way as a result? Pete Lunn is head of the ESRI's Behavioural Research Unit. He's been with us many times over the last 18 months discussing COVID-related situations. And of course, he is an advisor to ENFIT as well. Thank you very much, Pete, for joining us. Are you picking up any signs of increased anxiety?
We are just starting to, Matt. Yes. Good evening. So worry and anxiety has been falling very steadily since January. And there's multiple reasons for that, but the presence of the vaccine and the vaccine rollout is probably the dominant one, as well as, you know, generally falling case numbers across the period, although they've got stuck at various points. But we've been looking to see whether the news about the Delta variant and the potential threat is changing that. And I think it's now safe to say there are some hints and signs that it is. So the fall in worry, that reduced anxiety we've seen steadily since January, has now arrested. It's now more like flatlining or looking like kicking up again a little bit. So I think the next few weeks will be crucial from that point of view. News about case numbers and hospitalizations and how that feeds through to the public and how this latest reopening goes. So, yeah, we can see the likelihood of just a little bit of increased worry and anxiety across the population.
Are you sensing any confusion as to what people are meant to do as the restrictions are lifted and as the list of do's and don'ts perhaps extends?
Yeah, so that is important because what we know is that that level of worry and anxiety is one of the key drivers of people's behaviour. And what I mean by that is how many people they meet with, how likely they are to have close contacts, whether they engage in social visits to each other's homes and so on, those kind of behaviours. I mean, we know that those are linked strongly to the worry and anxiety, but they are also linked to how coherent people perceive the restrictions to be. That is, do they perceive them as being very contradictory or do they kind of see them as being a coherent package? And we can see that that kind of perceived coherence has fallen somewhat over recent weeks, and that is linked to behavior. So it is going to be really important as we try to reopen indoor dining that that is explained in the most coherent and simple way, a way that people can understand. Interestingly, the other thing we find in there in the data is that particularly for vaccinated people, they're finding it a little bit more confusing now as to what it's right or not right to do having been vaccinated. So that has added an element of confusion. Of course, it's now the case the majority of the population has been vaccinated. So we find among those vaccinated people there's a little bit more confusion as well. So there's a job to be done there about explaining simply and trying to make sure that the lifting of restrictions is as coherent as it can be.
And for those people who are no longer as cautious as they once might have been, is there a tipping over into almost a degree of recklessness in some of their personal behaviour that they feel, well, they're vaccinated, so they're safe. They feel lots of other people are vaccinated, that they can't carry on living as they've been meant to live, so they'll just cut loose?
It's nice to get a question I can answer in a very straightforward way always, Matt. No. We see no evidence of that at all in the data. I mean, all of the changes in behaviour that we see are gradual. People are coming out and engaging in more social activity slowly but surely. So we're seeing increases in the number of locations people are going to, the number of people that they're meeting. We see almost no step changes in people's behaviour. And we also don't see any group that is kind of separating off from the rest of society, if you like, in the sense that its behavior is fundamentally different. People vary in how much risk they're willing to take, but changes are happening very slowly. There's one exception to that that's kind of interesting, actually, which is the one restriction that really caused a kind of step change in people's behavior was the reopening of churches, where those who would go to mass suddenly started going to mass again, and we saw a step change. But we saw nothing like that with, for example, the opening up of cafes and restaurants for takeaway or for outdoor dining. Indeed, the opening of shops, there was a bit of a step jump, but not at the same kind of level. So actually, we find that people's behaviour really changes quite cautiously and quite gradually.
The reason I ask you that is a listener here, Colin Cork, says it's time to open up and start living again. Sick to death of listening to the non-stop fear-mongering every day on the media, and especially from the ISAC fanatics. More of the state vaccinated and those supposedly getting diagnosed are not ending up in hospital. Plus the rules are now a joke, like you can sit in a restaurant and have no mask, but you need one to use the jacks. It's nonsense. Is this sort of attitude becoming more prevalent?
Again, I can answer that pretty straightforwardly. No. Actually, we're now at a situation again where the majority of the population, if anything, think we're going a little bit too quickly. So one of the things that's interesting about coming out of the third wave as opposed to the two that preceded it, and of course now you might argue we're into a fourth one, but on coming out of the third wave, we obviously proceeded more slowly and cautiously in lifting restrictions than we had on the first two occasions. And what we found in the data was that was strongly supported by the public. So the public thought that we were going at about the right speed, whereas previously in waves one and two, the public had generally thought, and I'm speaking on average here, of course, there are people on either side of the argument, but on average, the public thought that Ireland was trying to open up a little bit too quickly. Now, interestingly, in the last few weeks, that's come back a bit. So if anything, the public want the government to be a little bit more cautious. They've got a bit more nervous, which goes back to the question you asked about worry and anxiety. The other thing I'd say to that texter is, you know, one of the things that has done great damage to us throughout this pandemic, quite frankly, is people trying to second guess or think they know better than the best qualified scientists we have. We have to follow the science and the evidence on this. And where our modelers tell us there is a threat, and that we should take that threat seriously. In the past, they have been proved to be right.
Thank you very much, Pete Lunn of the ESRI, for joining us here, the Behavioural Research Unit at the ESRI. We're also joined by Sharon Hayden from Skinny Batch Bakery in Lusk in County Dublin. Sharon, thank you very much for joining us. So, are you going to be reopening for indoor dining next week?
I'm afraid not. We've taken the decision to stay as we are for now. We're quite fortunate here that we have a lovely, newly built outdoor seating area in our car park. And so we sort of feel like that's working very well for us at the moment. We're still operating very much as a takeaway. Our cafe and indoor dining area obviously closed when we were instructed to do so. And it remains so. So I really have weighed up a lot of the pros and cons towards doing it. And for now, we've decided we're just going to remain as we are. But we're in a fortunate position that we can take that. I know there are a lot of other businesses in hospitality who don't have outdoor dining and in order to survive have to proceed as fits them best. But for now, Skinny Batch will just be an outdoor dining area only for now.
I've seen lots of similar examples been posted online around the country today. But do you think might your attitude change if the weather changes?
Well, we actually have a roof in our pergola, which is very handy. So, and again, we're lucky that we're able to have that. It's great to look at it all now and say, yeah, this works and this is always going to work. But even prior to having our outdoor seating area, you know, we operated okay as a takeaway. We live in a lovely commuter town here in Lusk, and people were happy to work with us on the operations that we needed to put in place to be compliant and to be safe and to keep them safe and to keep our staff safe. And so I'm sure if we had to adjust in any way that we'd still have their support.
Of course, there is an additional issue for many people in your business, and that the new regulations to deal with the reopening next Monday aren't available as yet. How surprising is that to you?
Not very. I mean, I think we've been very much on, you know, the edge of our seats with waiting for information as guidelines have changed over the past year and a half. And so I kind of have taken advice from our HR company. I've read all that's available to me for now. I've consulted with our staff, many of whom are young and unvaccinated at present, who felt very frustrated that this sort of guideline that they would need to be vaccinated in order to dine indoors and prove so, that it applied to them, but they could work here. They could work here on an eight-hour shift, unvaccinated, and that was okay, but they couldn't go anywhere else, and in fact they couldn't come here on a day off for a meal if they wished to do so. And so initially my decision was based on being fair to them and to say, you know what, you guys have really kept this business going for us. We're a family business, and it's really down to their great work that we're still here and that we're still providing a great service to our community. And why would I proceed with something that really is, you know, really unfair to them? So that was the initial decision on it. Then, as this idea that we would need to police our customers in terms of their vaccination status came to light, it was an added reason, really, to take a decision against it. We're not anti-vaccine or anything, but it's really about fairness and equality for us. That's, you know, where we've operated that way in terms of our hiring process and in terms of, you know, our customers since, you know, we ever opened. And I'm not going to change now. I'm not going to start policing who can come in here and who can't based on their medical status or their vaccine status. So that's the second layer for me that really hit home, that it just wasn't going to be for us this time.
Sharon Hayden, owner of the Skinny Batch Bakery in Lusk, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.